Hi, it's the end of week 11 of The Artist's Way. That's the penultimate week, and this is my check-in. Question 1A, how many days this week did you do your morning pages? I did them on 4 days. I wonder if the morning pages would have more impact if I wrote them every single day, but I haven't managed to do that. I suspect they would have more impact. Anyway, question 1B, how was the experience of writing them? Good. They've become an essential part of my morning routine, and when I'm working at home, that is, and I enjoy them much more than I used to. In Tuesday morning pages, I wrote about how excited I was at the thought of a holiday with my girlfriend. We haven't had a proper holiday yet. Just a week together somewhere new would be great, and we're planning something. Very excited. Wednesday was different. I was complaining of a sore Achilles tendon, actually. I was some over-enthusiastic running and jumping. That'd be basketball, by the way. It bothered me all week. On the plus side, it did encourage me back onto my bicycle, which doesn't aggravate it. And I'm enjoying cycling again. That was great. I had to remind myself on Wednesday to not lose heart with my cartoons and other artwork, you know, to keep going. I don't know if anyone else is feeling this, but I think the summer, I mean, I count May as being the summer. I know it's only spring in some people's heads. I think when the weather gets really, really nice, it can cause a bit of a mid-year slump in our projects. You know, you want to be outside enjoying it, not indoors working. And also, I find people are less interested. Is that the word? They're online less anyway, seeing your stuff. So that can be demotivating a little bit. But, you know, you just have to keep going. Just keep going all year round and see what happens. With holidays as well, of course. On Thursday, I wrote a lot about accountability because I went to an accountability group in the next town. And I wrote about my hopes for it and whether or not I would cycle to it, which I did, I'm glad to say. On Friday, I reminded myself I would feel a bit better if I dealt with my clutter, you know, that's built up ever since I left this previous studio. And also, I'd feel better if I allowed myself to exercise more and eat a bit more healthily. I don't know why I get in my own way. It's weird. You know, I know what will make me feel better, and yet I don't do it sometimes. I think we're all guilty of that sometimes, aren't we? Question 1C, have you recommended morning pages to anyone else? Why? Yes, I recommended them to my artist friend, Mishi Mathias. I admitted that the pages and the artist's way as a whole was actually more about getting to know yourself better, getting to know your own mind and being kinder to yourself, and that causes creativity to follow. I don't know whether Mishi was won over by that or whether she'll start doing them, probably not, but it was interesting to hear myself talk about them. Question 2, did you do your artist date this week? Depends what you call an artist date. This week, I cycled a lot. I think about 3 times. And that was always on my own and often in sunshine. And I really enjoyed it. To me, it felt like an artist date, you know, noticing the wildlife and the trees and the buildings I passed. You know, the rivers and streams I don't notice when I'm in a car. The land and how it rolls. A part of me feels like that's cheating a little bit, though. Like, it wasn't a proper artist date. I think what I need to do is make a list of all the things I would love to do on an artist date, you know, really fun stuff. A bit like when I went to the cinema on my own. And then put them in my diary as a date, you know, an appointment that I can't cancel. That I could cancel, but I won't, you know. That's going to be the only way, really, and make it a regular thing. I keep thinking Thursday mornings is probably best, but it keeps changing. Question 3, did you experience any synchronicity this week? What was it? I noticed that this question annoyed me last week. I think that's because I haven't noticed a lot of synchronicity in general. And I started to feel like I was doing something wrong, like I was failing in some way. I know that I'm not, of course. I just haven't been open to the idea of synchronicity. I've been very cynical about it, I think, you know, a bit like it's mumbo-jumbo or something. So I'm consciously opening up my mind a little to the idea of synchronicity. You know, I want to welcome it. I want to notice it. Did I notice any this week? I don't know. I was a bit anxious about leaving my bicycle locked to a lamppost in Lewis. My friend realised that it was in front of a garage that belonged to one of her friends, and she knocked on the front door. And they were just about to go out, but they let me keep my bike in their garage and gave me a key and everything. It was just wonderful. That felt like synchronicity. I'll keep my eye out for more. Question 4, were there any other issues this week that you consider significant for your recovery? Yeah, I was interrupted a great deal this week, understandably, by family, because you know, together we're planning a funeral for somebody. I was happy to help, but I felt like my creative space and time, especially in the morning, which is kind of my precious creative time, really, I felt like that was invaded. And each time it took me quite a while to get back into that creative space, you know. It frustrates me sometimes that there is no such thing as a normal week, whatever that is. Actually, I know what a normal week would be. It would be a week where the days that I know I'm working my own stuff are days when I'm completely 100% working my own stuff and I do what I set out to do. And days off are days off. You know, that would be lovely, but there just seem to be unusual things that pop up. And, you know, it's understandable. A death in the family recently, that has been a bit of a change the routine. And that's fine. It's amazing how many weeks have different things. I have little bits of work that popped up. I just have to accept that life happens, really, and plans change, you know, or make room in my weekly schedule for that. Anyway, room for thought. Where are we on my little plan of the week? Well, when the funerals happened, I will, after that, try and protect my creative time, I think, by setting boundaries for myself and other people. It's going to be interesting once the Artist Way finishes. It's only, you know, this is the last week coming up. And, I mean, I'll talk about it in next week's check-in. And this is quite a long check-in now itself, but my plans for the Artist Way aren't exactly what came out of it. And that's fine. I think you have to roll with that. But I would have liked to have been a bit more experimental and try other things. I think beyond the Artist Way, I'll just make sure that there's a day a week, or at least part of a day a week, where I really do just let it fly and experiment and see what happens. And to a certain extent, I've done that, but I think, you know, I could go further. Maybe that's the thing about Artist Way. Maybe it's just a start. Maybe it's just opening yourself up, and I will get more and more experimental once it's finished. Anyway, that's just ramblings off the top of my head at the end there. But anyway, thank you for listening. If you'd like to follow me, where shall I send you this week? I'll send you to Instagram. I'm on Instagram now, fairly new on there. I'm under there as Richard Pettit, so find me on Instagram app that way, or you can go to the website, which is instagram.com/RichardPettit. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you next week for the last one. Bye.